This special edition in-depth program on public safety is brought to you in part by Pella Corporation, Golf Cars of Iowa, Good Samaritan Society Indianola, Hubes Garage, Precision Pulley and Idler, and Two Rivers Cooperative. Join us for In-Depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our morning, midday, and evening Marion County magazines. If you would like to suggest a topic for In-Depth, send an email to bobleonard@kniakrls.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Pella Regional Health Center, Central College, Van Haften Racing, Lucas County Health Center, Raymaker Screen Printing, and Dave's Pro Auto in Lytton. Enjoy the program.
Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
Why do our public safety volunteers do what they do? In the sixth part of a 10-part program, let's go in-depth with Kenny Thompson, Chief, and Dennis Williams, Assistant Chief with the Knoxville Township Rural Fire Department. So, Kenny, how long have you been Chief?
10 years.
10 years. How long have you been a firefighter?
27.
27. How about you, Dennis?
I've been a firefighter for, 9 years now.
And your position now?
Assistant chief I've been for 4 years. Before this, I was safety officer.
You guys have a fire department that seems like a lot of guys, always responding, lots of different places around the county, or is that my imagination?
No, we go about anywhere we're needed.
How many of you are there?
I think we have 15 full-timers right now.
15 full-timers, and is that about the number you need, or you need more?
Oh, we could always use more, but we've got about 16 is about all we can have right now with our insurance and stuff, so we're only short one, and we got one guy that took a leave, so hopefully he'll be able to come back, and we'll be back up full staff again. We're working on our cadet program again now, too. We got two cadets, I think, working with us now, so.
How old are they?
17 and 18, I believe.
Yeah.
Well, maybe both 17.
All right, so old enough to, you know, to be strong and smart enough not to get hurt if you keep good tabs on them.
Yeah.
How do you train the cadets? I mean, do they go through the regular training or what?
They do in-house training with us, everyone that we do. And as far as Firefighter 1 goes, we don't send them to that till they're 18 and eligible to be full-time.
And so are you looking to expand that cadet program?
Oh, I think we got a couple openings for a couple more cadets.
Because you want to build the future of the department, right?
Yeah. Yeah, once they turn 18, then they're off the cadet program, and either we put them on full-time, or if they go to college and we let them go, and once they get done with that, they move back to Knoxville, then we can put them back on.
More In-Depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on public safety is brought to you by Benz & Sons Tree Service, McGriff's Farm and Home of New Sharon, Pizza Hut, Marion County Auto Body, J. Olson State Farm Agency, and Harold Trailer Sales. Join us for In-Depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our morning, midday, and evening Marion County magazines. If you miss In-Depth, you can hear this week's programs in their entirety by visiting the radio audio media player at KNIAKRLS.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Marion County Public Health, Don's Heating and Cooling, DMB Supply, Kooning Plumbing and Heating, Verduft Agency, and Melcher Dallas Schools.
I continued my conversation with Kenny Thompson, Chief, and Dennis Williams, Assistant Chief, with the Knoxville Township Rural Fire Department. Now, the other night, 3:30 in the morning, there you go. Chimney fire. Did you get the response that you needed?
Yeah, we had good response. Had a real good response. I think we had 9 or 10 of us show up. And all we'd had to do was trip it again the second time, and then we'd have got more help. But we had a good turnout.
You go to house fires. You go to outbuilding fires. And it seems like you go to all kinds of grass fires.
People in the water.
People in the water. Tell me about that.
We had a guy fall through the ice here, and we got ice water rescue suits and stuff, and we have training once a year for that. So, yeah, we do ice water rescue. And
We also do a car ex along with mutual aid with the city. They provide the medical and we fire support and extrication if needed.
Let's give people just a glimpse of this. What's your last month like? And this is a lot of stuff. Tell me what you've been going through this last month.
Yes. Structure fires, yeah. Guy in the water. I mean, we've had, about eight calls in the last, probably in the last 30 days, we've had about eight calls.
Any car wrecks?
Yeah, you had one the other
yesterday,
night, actually.
Yeah.
Roll over, but I think they were fine.
Yeah, everybody was fine.
So it could be anything at any time, day or night.
Yep, mm-hmm. Yep. And we always have a good response. We always have a good turnout. Our fire department is, I mean, if the tones go off, they're coming. So you can always count on that.
And it seems like this last month, a majority of them were during the day, through the week. Because I work in Des Moines and I can't go to them. So it just seemed like that was quite a few of our calls this past month.
In the day, a lot of departments have trouble filling their ranks, don't they?
And so do we, but that's what you get mutual aid. I mean, we can call, if we need the city, we'll call them for mutual aid, or we can call Pella. Or, I mean, we got to work in relationship with everybody. So if we need help, we just call and get more people coming.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on public safety is brought to you in part by Shomo Madsen Umbel Insurance, Dowie Pest Control, Knoxville Farm and Home, Subway of Pella and Monroe, Ulrich's Meat Market, and Marion County Rural Water. Join us for In-Depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our morning, midday, and evening Marion County magazines. If you would like to suggest a topic for In-Depth, send an email to bobleonard@kniakrls.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Mike's Towing, Red Rock Electric, Norm Rosendahl Tiling and Septic, Hewitt Service Center, New Leaf E-Cigs, and Barn Builders.
I continued my conversation with Kenny Thompson, Chief, and Dennis Williams, Assistant Chief, with the Knoxville Township Rural Fire Department. So how do you build a culture and environment where you get the good teamwork, where you get the everybody turning out that you need? How do you do that?
Training. Got to get the right people in the right places. In training, we have a meeting one Tuesday night and have training the next Tuesday night for two or three hours. And we just all work together doing what we'd like to do best, fight fires, whatever it takes.
We got pretty lucky getting the guys that we got. They're definitely motivated and in it for the right reasons on our department.
Yeah.
But you can train, you know, somebody to, I don't know, hold the hose the right way, run the pumper. But you can't train somebody to have a big heart.
Right.
That's where we got lucky.
How do they come to you? How do they know that this is a good fit for them?
A lot of it's kind of word of mouth. Most of us in here connected somehow in the past. We know each other, and they see one person doing it. It's just like, yeah, that seems kind of interesting, and that's just kind of how we got our guys. They all cut from the same stock, I guess.
Already buddies, a lot of you?
Yeah.
Well, I've been to a lot of, what do you call them, work sessions like tonight over the years? Is this, what do you call that? So work?
Work night.
A work night. And everybody's always busy. It's like they're working on the trucks and they're working on equipment and doing things I don't understand. But they're just working and working.
Yeah.
Well, that's like tonight at work night. We're fixing. We got a new truck, and it needs air. So whenever you get in, it's ready to go. So we're putting air lines and stuff off an air compressor. And then it's got electric that hooks up to it, so it'll stay charged. All we got to do is get in and fire up and ready to go. So that's what we're working on tonight. So
that's what's kind of helped us get some decent equipment is we do a lot of the work ourselves, and that saves quite a bit of money.
Do the maintenance work and all that?
Yep.
Is because everybody's pretty handy and knows how to work with equipment and machinery?
Yep. We're pretty much a Swiss Army knife. Somebody has knowledge in every aspect of it, so we just kind of let them run, be the team leader of that night, and just do the work for them.
Okay, so how about the training that goes on? You said ice water training. So tell me the kinds of training. Ice water training, what else?
We have mine rescue. obviously structure fires, car wrecks,
and we have
trucks,
medics. We got one paramedic on our fire department and three EMTs. So
they go through all that training.
Out
of the house.
Yep.
Any gaps that you see? Anything you'd like to fill?
Oh, there's always stuff that you need more and more of, like rope rescue. We don't obviously have a lot of need for it, but yet it's one thing that's right there that we should train on it, especially for the mines. So we have a class coming up with that we're working on. We actually, every November is our big meeting where we vote on stuff, and that's kind of when we talk it all through. And each year we kind of discuss gaps like you're asking, which what our guys feel like they need to work on.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on public safety is brought to you in part by Jeremy Dingham and Concrete, Knoxville Raceway, Iowa State Savings Bank, Marion County Fair Association, Iowa State Investment Representative Joe Cunningham, and Knoxville Hospital and Clinics. Join us for In-Depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our morning, midday, and evening Marion County magazines. If you miss In-Depth, you can hear this week's programs in their entirety by visiting the radio audio media player at KNIAKRLS.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Pleasantville Clinic, Motor In Auto Group, McCorkle Hardware, Plum Supply, D-Rails Details, the Newton Police Department, and PCM Schools.
I continued my conversation with Kenny Thompson, Chief, and Dennis Williams, Assistant Chief, with the Knoxville Township Rural Fire Department.
Is it a problem that it's not like you go to a house fire every day? Is it a problem remembering what you need to know?
That's what we do, the training and stuff, and we watch videos and all that stuff. We probably hadn't had any house fires for a
long time,
and we just had this house fire the other day, and just like clockwork, everybody knew what everybody was doing. They grabbed the right stuff. They grabbed their SCBAs, grabbed hoses, went inside. I mean, yeah, work just like a well-oiled machine.
Well, I was out there for a little bit, and it was just guys working. You weren't saying very much as chief, and they just went about their business and fought it.
Yep. Works out good. Like I said, we got a good department, good working relationship with everybody on our department. So,
how about safety? How do you know when to go into a house? How do you know which way to point the hose? Because, I mean, if you point the water the wrong way, you could scald or hurt somebody, or you could make the fire worse.
Go the other direction. Or
how do you know how to do all that?
Just like he's been saying, is training.
Training.
Yeah, that's the whole key with everything on the fire department. As far as how to know when to go in, I mean, you can take several classes on reading smoke to let you know kind of what the fire's doing. That was a big class I enjoyed, and I learned a lot from. But pretty much if there's no threat to life and the property is not, you know, I'm not saying that somebody's property's not worth anything, but if it's not as important, then you don't go in. But if somebody's life's involved, and if we feel like we can save the house, then we'll go in.
Well, on occasion, I'm lucky enough for you or one of the other departments to invite me to a training. And I don't know, a year or two ago, you invited me to a school bus training. It was just amazing how to get in and out of a school bus.
Yep.
Why did you do that? Why did you set that one up?
It's training that we needed. We did have one school bus accident and stuff, and this here helped us a whole bunch more. So now if we ever have, and hopefully we never do, but if we do, we'll be a lot more educated on what we need to do in the extrication and stuff.
Yeah, I had no idea those black lines on the side of the bus meant something.
Yeah. Neither did I.
It was pretty amazing. One's the floor, one's the seat, right? And one's something else.
Yep.
Wow. And then, so you destroyed a school bus to learn. That was pretty amazing.
Yeah.
A company out of Des Moines, I forget the actual name of it, but they donated it to us just as long as they got it back at the end of our training. They said we could have it as long as we needed it. That's a huge help.
Yeah.
People that like to donate and help the public like that.
And there's a professional outfit that comes and puts on our training stuff for us a certain times a year, like this rope rescue and like the school bus and stuff. There's an outfit that the government pays, and we use him quite a bit, utilizing quite a bit, because it is good training for us.
And you go through all of this, and you do all of this, and you're volunteers.
Yeah, we're volunteers.
Why do you do it?
The reward. I mean, I know that sounds kind of cheesy, but it's definitely a good feeling to know that you're helping somebody out. I enjoy just coming up here and hanging out with my buddies. You know, I mean, getting to do fun stuff. You know, I mean, we on the fire department, you get to see a lot of neat things and not so neat things, but for the most part, it's a good reward.
Yeah, and just like Dude said, it's a good reward knowing you can help somebody. I mean, it's got its downfalls, don't get me wrong, but it's a real good department. We, like I said, we enjoy everything we do, so.
Somebody's got to do it, and we're the ones that stepped up to do it.
Thanks to Kenny Thompson and Dennis Williams for contributing to the program. For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.